WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ron Shelton, a screenwriter and former minor league baseball player, emerged with a bang in Hollywood when he wrote and directed the hit baseball movie Bull Durham. His next film, Blaze, about the relationship between a politician and a stripper, wasn't nearly as successful. But in White Men Can't Jump, Shelton returns to his home turf, sports, and the men who play them. Stephen Schiff has this review.
When you watch a Ron Shelton picture, you instantly feel something you've been missing at the movies. Good talk. Not highfalutin talk, not fancy poetic talk, not even profound, enlightening talk. Just dialogue that has rhythm and verve and wit. Dialogue whose idiosyncrasies reveal not someone sweating over a word processor, but the weird tilts of the characters themselves. On the face of it, White Men Can't Jump is about pickup basketball, the kind that goes on in public courts on city streets. But at heart, it's really about that brand of in-your-face insult and jive that's as much a part of street basketball as jump shots and slam dunks. Woody Harrelson plays Billy, a basketball hustler whose trick is simple. He stands around a court, looking goofy in his baggy shorts and his backward baseball cap. Goofy, and above all, white. How good can this guy be? Sidney, a terrific black ball player portrayed by Wesley Snipes, finds out the hard way, by underestimating Billy and paying for it. Thus is born a terrific new con. Sidney will start a game with some tough black competitors in inner-city Los Angeles. He'll play so-so basketball, but his mouth will play at high speed, tossing off virtuoso taunts and brags. Now Billy will step onto the court and take a seat, looking supremely out of it. That's when Sidney, who's already maddened his opponents, will propose a bet.
I let you pick my teammate. How's that?
I don't believe this, man.
$500, baby, and you can pick anybody out here. Anybody. Anybody.
I don't believe this. I don't believe it.
The Raymond, man, look at the chump, man. Give him the chump.
Oh, no, 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 hell no, no, no. See, white boys don't count. No, you have to give me a brother.
No. You got him, the goofy-looking guy.
Me?
Yeah, you. You want to run?
You mean play basketball?
The scam works, not just for the ballplayers, but for the audience. Shelton may have begun as a writer, but he's a wonderful director, with a loosey-goosey touch and a sure focus on his character's most revealing moments. Like Bull Durham, White Men Can't Jump has a peculiarly charmed atmosphere. Shelton throws away all the life-or-death big-game cliches of the sports movie to show us the pure pleasure these grown-up men take in playing a trivial game. And that mood of almost hedonistic warmth suffuses the whole movie. If you're a 30-ish basketball hustler, that means your life hasn't taken on much urgency. In fact, the only people in the movie who feel any urgency at all are the women. Sidney's tough wife, Rhonda, who's played by Tyra Farrell and whom we don't see enough of, and Billy's girlfriend, Gloria, played by Rosie Perez, whom we see a lot of, and it's still not enough. You may remember Perez for her role as Spike Lee's girlfriend in Do the Right Thing. She's a hilariously improbable creature with the body of Jessica Rabbit and the mouth of Two Live Crew. She turns out to be a fabulous comic actor, and so do Snipes and Harrelson. The symphony of juicy babble these three concoct has a subtext behind it. The movie constructs a brilliant contrast between the wordless physical communication two strangers can create on a basketball court and the frustrating impossibility of communication between black and white, male and female, when they have to resort to words. Where Shelton fails is in building a coherent driving plot. But no matter. White Men Can't Jump is a very small-scale sports movie, and yet it effortlessly transcends its genre. It's also an awful lot of fun.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. Next week, we'll hear from Ron Shelton, the writer and director of White Men Can't Jump.